turn to Mishnah, bottom of Nun Testament Aleph. Elu Dvarim Aymer, but they dark Yishalom. The following takanas were made to keep the peace. Kayan Kayarishan, Vachub Levi, Vachub Yisrael. The Gemara is going to be bothered. Why isn't that an obligation? Why is it only to keep the peace? But the Mishnah is saying that the Kayan gets the first aliyah, the Levi gets the second aliyah, and the Yisrael gets the third aliyah. That's done with Nedarik Yisraelim. The Gemara want to know, why isn't that an obligation? Rashi, Kayan Kayar Shavishin, Kehechid Leleisil Yinsuyesh. Nobody should fight over the first aliyah. Tekinu L'Rabbanon HaSidra. So the Rabbanon made this order. The Kivun the Tekanta Rabbanon Hu. Once the Rabbanon said, Kayan goes first, Sulam Atanu L'Shnuyeh. Nobody can change it. Nobody can come along and say, I want the first aliyah. The Kayan gets the first aliyah. We're assuming that the Kohanim amongst themselves won't fight. That's the assumption. Well, at least we eliminated a good portion of the Tzibur who are not Kohanim. The next thing they made, when they make an Erev Chatzeres, right, they put the food in a certain house. Now, we make an Erev Chatzeres once a year. Once upon a time, they used to make it weekly, and they ate it up on Shabbos. They used to keep it in the house, one house in the courtyard. Keep it in the same house. The Gemara will explain why, but that keeps the peace, not to change the location of the Erev. The Gemara will explain, why should that make a difference? The Gemara will explain. Rashi, Marvin B'Bayis Yashan, B'nei Chotzer, Shiragilim Litten Erev HaChotzer B'Bayis Echad, they're accustomed to put the Erev in a house. Emes Shanan Esmekayim Litten B'Bayis Echad, should not change it to put it in a different house. The Gemara Befarish Law, the Gemara will explain why. The next takana they made to keep the peace was Bar Shul Karav L'Ama V'Smali Rishim Nedarik Yishalom. What happened was there was an irrigation ditch, a body of water that flowed from the river through the fields. It flowed through Reuven's field and Shimon's field and Levi's field. Now what they used to do is they used to dam up that irrigation ditch temporarily, so the water should divert to fill up a water pit. Now, there's 10 people along the line. Who goes first? Who has the right to fill up his pit first? They'll fight about it. So they made a takana. The pit that's closest to the source is the one that goes first. The further down the line you are, the further down the line you are for filling up your water pit. Nedarik Yishalom. Rashi, Barakor of the Amma, Amma Samayim, the stream of water, Hamaviyah Mayim and Hanor, that brings the water from the river Lasadis to the fields, it's an irrigation ditch. Well, the Girim Lasas Bairis, and people used to fill up a pit. Why? Shimtiyavish Amma, Yimalu Manabar. It was a security. You don't know when the irrigation ditch might dry up, and you want to make sure you have a water supply, so every person made himself a pit near the irrigation ditch and used to fill up the pit from the irrigation ditch when the going was good. That way, in case the irrigation ditch would dry out, he would still have a supply of water. But Yishku asad this to water their fields. They used to turn, Magila means lead the water of the irrigation ditch into their pit, Achi Yismali to have filled. But Tiknu Chachamim, the ones that are in the upper fields, that are closer to the source of the irrigation ditch, the further ones, how did they fill it up? They dammed up the irrigation ditch. We didn't want fights. Ali Ashkarishan, I will dam up first. But the content Rabbananachi, Lava Bishanadin. This is a Takana Rabbanan, even though there's no real reason for it. In order to keep the peace, they had to make a certain Takana. This was the Takana. If you're closer to the river, you go first. The further away you are, the further down the line you are. Why did they do it that way? Because whatever they would have done, there would have been a question why. So this is what they decided to do. Next thing. Metzudus Chayev Ha'ifes V'Dagim Yesh Bem Gezum Medarik Yishalom. Person puts out a trap animals, or fish, or birds. Now really, there should be no gzela. He wasn't kaina. A trap does not have it's not a keli. It traps the leg. It traps part of the animal. It's not something you can be kind of what you're trapped with. So somebody can put out traps, trap something, and somebody else can come along and legally take it. Because it doesn't belong to the person who trapped it. There was no kinyan. Keli can be kaina. If I have a keli, it's in my keli, I can be kaina. Not in anything. Therefore, they had to make it takana. To keep the peace, if you lay a trap, nobody else is allowed to take it out of your trap. Even if, we're not talking about it's in your private property. It's somewhere in a public area. And you're trapping an animal, you're trapping birds. It's your right to take it. And no one can take it, even though, legally, you weren't kind it. Came along to Abana and made a takana, and said, because it's dark his shalom, don't touch it. Rashi, Mitzudas Chaya, Midaraisa Kokamadli Matali Yadei. Biblically speaking, as long as you didn't get it, Lav Gezalu. The Gemara Mepharshle, the Mitzudas Shein Lam Taif. It's a kind of trap that doesn't have an inside. It's not like it falls into something that is totally, the thing is totally in your Caleb. The Likni like Caleb, that is Caleb should be Kainah. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer Gezel Gomer. Rabbi Yaisi says, it's a rabbinic Gezel. Now the Gemara will explain, what is the difference between Darkei Shalom and rabbinic Gezel? The difference is whether Bezin enforces it. Darkei Shalom is halacha, but Bezin will not go take it away from the person who violates it. But Gezel Gomer Devreya means, Bezin will get involved, a higher level. Not only did Bezin say this is what should happen, they will enforce it. Rashi, Gezel Gomer, B'Gemar Mephalish, Gezel Gomer B'Devreya. The time of the Rabbi Yaisi B'Kulu, the Ksavar, he holds, Asum Neidar Kishalom, Ashein Nezeich, Liknus Kinyan Gomer Kizeich. What did the Rabbanan do? Did they say, because of peace, don't touch it? But he really doesn't own it yet. And therefore, if somebody else does take it, we can't enforce anything. Or did they say that even though he doesn't really own it, we made him the owner? And by making him the owner, now we can enforce it with the law, because he is the owner. What was the exact takana? How did they word it? Did they say, don't touch something that's in somebody else's trap? But not that it belongs to him, but don't touch it? Or did they say, we make it belong to him? If we make it belong to him, then we would enforce the halacha. Rashi? We did Rashi. Next, takana.
There's two of them chasing something, and someone makes it, somebody wants to get it, and the kinyan that he makes on it is not valid kinyan, okay? He wasn't mushing it properly, or whatever. He didn't do a kinyan properly. So the other guy went and took it. And, well, what are we trying to say, that even if a kinyan's not made, we don't want to start any fights? That's the way it's we're talking about?
Again, we don't make up our own takanas. This used to happen. People used to set traps. It trapped the animal, and it didn't belong to the guy who set the trap. So other people came and took it. They didn't steal. It was Hefker. So Chazal came and did one of two things. Either they said, we don't want you touching it even though it's Hefker, but not that it belongs to the person. We just put a ban. Do not touch. But if you violate it, we're not going to enforce it. Or, they said, we make it his, and therefore if you violate it, we will take it away from you.
And give it to him.
Right. It's his.
It's his, your brother.
Yes. Next, Shiloh. The Tzias Charis Shait to the Katan. Somebody who's not a Bar Das finds a lost object. They can't make a Kinyan. Yesh Barim Gazum Shum Dark Yisholim. So listen, somebody's 6-year-old, 8-year-old, walks down the road and finds a diamond ring. And somebody else sees it and says, oh, I'll take it. He wasn't kind of. He's a kid. So Chazal said, no, Darkei Shalom, do not touch what he finds. But it's not his.
Why not?
Because he can't make a kinyan.
We did before this thing. For shove, for tamni, for this, that.
I have no idea. That was if somebody, I'm sorry, that was a takana made for him able to sell and buy. It was not made that he should be kaina metziah.
Meaning that nothing's because it's
Knei Chayav. That was good. Exactly. Rabbi Yisai Megazel Gomer. Again, the same Achlokes. To what degree did they make it the cotton? Did they say it belongs to him or to his father? Or did they say, don't touch it, but it doesn't belong to him? Difference is whether Bezin will get involved if somebody doesn't listen. Next,
Katana. Brother, yes. Brother, I'm sorry. Can we go just back to the trap for a second? It's probably the same halacha as this, but I don't quite understand why it's not a kinyan. If the net is mine, or if I put out a barrel of mine that belongs to me,
but the Gemara will explain different kinds of traps. There's those traps that are complete keli, and the animal gets enveloped into somebody's keli. That, biblically, belongs to the owner of the keli. Then you have the trap that doesn't envelop the animal. It just catches its leg or does something that keeps it from moving. But it's not in somebody's keli. It's on somebody's fish hook. But the fish is still free. Can't go anywhere, but it's not enveloped. It's not in the netting where it's totally enveloped by my net. It is held by the hook. So that's not
so
a kinyan.
So if it can't get out but is not enveloped, there's no kinyan.
Correct.
It's held, but it's not surrounded.
Correct. It's not in my keli. I have to be kinyan either by picking it up, by having it in my keli. There has to be an act of acquisition. Holding something is not an act of acquisition.
And this is we're dealing with live creatures here. We're not dealing with rainwater or anything like that. We're dealing with live creatures.
Correct.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Is he speaking still? I can't hear. When a person says a Mashiach, how does that be like Dalet Amos?
That's the Gemara Baba Basra we had. To Machloikis, whether you have to move the item totally or just a little bit.
Let's say it means totally, okay? Let's say he did it halfway. The same Tikkun comes about?
I don't know. I don't know. I was honest. I said, I don't know.
You know everything.
Fine. I know everything besides what I don't know, which is more than I do know, and I don't know this.
I'm trying to say it.
I know what you're trying to say, but I don't know. So what am I supposed to answer you? Why should I argue about something I don't know?
All these things are so, like, you wanted to do it, but the kinyan was not really valid.
See, the question, again, I will point out the following fact. They made a takana when they saw it necessary. That means maybe they didn't see a case of a half mashiach necessary. Maybe that doesn't happen that often. You don't make, the takana was to deal with a problem. We have an issue. Kids are finding things and people are taking them away. People are trapping things and people are taking it off the trap.
You can't take one case.
Exactly. It's a reaction to avoid fighting that happens very frequently or pretty frequently. Right, the next halacha. Ani hamenakeh b'reish hazayis. An ani who wants to get the leftover olives that were left on the tree for the ani. So it's very hard for him to climb up the tree. So he shakes the tree. That's what I think it is. What do you say menakeh is? Cuts? I'm sorry. He goes up to the top of the tree.
Leaning?
Gleaning? Means cutting. He cuts off olives and it falls to the bottom of the tree. He doesn't hold it. He just cuts off the branch that has it, which now falls down to under the tree. Was he cutting it? No. Another honey can come by and say, hi, thank you. This is peya. This is shikha. Whatever matanas aniyim it is, tefker, cut it off. You never picked it up. It fell down. Somebody else walks by. Just thank you very much for cutting it for me. So they made a takana. Mashatakdom gazum le darkishalom. Yaisiyai me gazel gomer. Rashi. The trash hamanakiv chaytach cutting. Kamebenikiv sivchay ayar. Cutting the sivchays when they're together. I forgot the word. Whatever it is. They're growing together in the forest. Kamebenishabai oilalais. Kenaikim Zayas, like cutting off an olive. Idlis means leftovers. What happens if Goyim come, poor Goyim, they hear that the Jews leave things for the poor, and they come to the field to collect like a chicken peya. The owner says to himself, this is not meant for you. This is meant for Yidden. Don't stop them. Dark Yishalom, we don't want to start with Goyim. We don't want to make fights. If they're rich, you tell them, sorry, this is only for the poor. That's fair. It's only for the poor Jews. It's only for the poor Goyim. But to kick out Goyim would make a machloikus. And Chazal said, may Dark Yishalom don't intervene. Even though really they don't have a right to take it, don't worry about it. Not your business. Something about my turn. But not immediately. How do I know that a Kayan goes first? Now it's interesting, the Gemara is going to bring Sukkim. Then the Gemara is going to say, but our Mishnah says it may Dark Yishalom. Can we make up our mind? But not immediately, I'm Rav Masna Damakrova, Yichza Moshe Satayrazites. Moshe wrote this Torah and gave it to the Kahana B'nei Levi. By the way, it's in this week's, it's in last week's parsha. Don't we know? Maybe it's, no, I think it's in this week's parsha or next week's parsha. Don't we know that the Kahana are B'nei Levi? Why did the Torah have to say on Kahana B'nei Levi? Tell me, the Kahana B'nei Levi. Tell me a Kahana goes first. Then comes the Levi. If it's in Avcha Amar Mahacha, v'nikshu akahana b'nei Levi. Again, same thing. Also, an alay yedinan. The kahana b'nei Levi ninu. L'kayim b'reisha, v'adu Levi. Rashi v'yitna, she yikru b'kahanim. It's talking about learning. Give it to the kahanim to learn. Give it to the kahanim first to reign, v'adu b'nei Levi. Rivashi Amar Mahacha. B'nai Amram Aaron and Moshe, v'yavdil Aaron v'hakdish shay kodesh kodashim. And Hashem separated Aaron, that shows that Aaron is in a higher level, Kayin goes before Levi. V'chiyab Abram ha'mahacha, v'kidashtai. We are obligated to sanctify the Kayin. V'chol davish ha'mekdusha. He goes first for all davish ha'mekdusha. Tanabere b'shmo v'kidashtai. The whole davish b'kedusha, the tayach rishon, he is the one that whenever there is a kibbutz, he goes first. If you have speakers, our kohen gadol here should speak first, because the kohen gets first. The varach rishon, well, it's a question of benching by a meal, you mechabed the kohen. The little money of a rishon, you split up something in two parts, equal parts, but people have an affinity to one part over another. So the Kayan gets to choose first. I don't know why that's called a Darvish Bekdusha. Rashi. Bekidashtai, ki yes. Luftayach Rishon, b'chol davar kavod. In any honorable thing. Maybe Taira, maybe Yeshiva, hu yadaber b'reish. Luftayach Rishon, b'suda. Little money of a Rishon. In bo lach l'kim Yisrael, b'chol davar. Coming to split something with Yisrael. Right? After they split it evenly, meaning the client doesn't get a better share. They split it evenly. He gets his choice. Again, they're equal. But and everybody has a certain feeling, you know, everybody always wants to get what he thinks is the better one. So the client gets that right. Our Mishnah says it's Medarak Yishalom. Deraisahi. It's a Deraisah. Now, the machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim learn deraisahi means it's biblical. Other rishayim learn deraisahi it's an asmachta. The Torah hinted that we should do this. Not medarak yishalom. The Torah is hinting to the rabbanim, give the kayim first. So why are you saying it's medarak yishalom? Matzma, it's only to keep the peace. It's much more than that. It's an obligation. An obligation on its own merits. Not just to keep the peace. Amaloi, deraisahim medarak yishalom. It is biblical, but it's because the Torah wants to keep the peace. That's why the Torah did it. Yes?
The Mona Yafet is a bigger piece?
No, I just said it three times. I said it's two equal pieces.
Why is he
the better one? What he thinks is the better one. Whenever you split something into two, you'll still see somebody wants one over the other. For no... Again, that's not fair. You're not supposed... You don't have to give the Kaya more. It's not true. And Rashi says, you split it evenly. Kaya's not entitled to more. You're splitting something evenly. Now the question is, who gets first choice? What? I asked the question. I don't have an answer. I didn't see anything. That doesn't mean there's no answer. I don't know why that's called Davar Shebekdusha. It's not. Dr. Rashi.
Talking about... Sorry? Taisus says the Maiserani and Stucker. But when it's a Bashutfist, we don't say it.
Thank you. Taisus says it's only by Maiserani and Stucker. Or by when they are by a suta, but by a shut for stamazai, we don't say that. Okay. But Taisus doesn't say it because of the word Kedusha. Taisus says it because the Gemara says in Pesachim that you don't want to pick first. Frank the Gemara Viter. Kala Taira Kulanam Nidaki Shalomi. All the Tairis to keep peace. The Sibdir Khadaki, I have a call to say Shalom. Taira is sweet and all its ways is peace. So why are you stressing this? May Dark Yisholim. All halachas in the Torah keep the peace. Elam Rabbaya, Rabbaya says, L'kedemar. The reason we need the Dark Yisholim is for the following story. L'kedetanya. Halacha is, Shnayim Amtinim Zelazeh Bekara. They used to eat out of a main plate. So when two people sat down to eat, they didn't want anybody starting before the other guy. Because it's only two of them. And therefore, it's not right that one should start first, and then there'll be very not as much left for the second guy. It's where they start together, and each one eats as they go along. But if there are three, and two are ready to start, they don't have to wait for the third guy to start. What happens if the question is, who should take first? There's a whole big crowd here, and it has to go from person to person. The one who made the bracha, the head of the meal, the one who made the bracha ha-maitzi for everybody, he's the one that gets to pick the piece of chicken first. But he can give it to somebody else. He can say, instead of me taking the first piece of chicken, I'll be mechabed somebody else. He can be Michael on that right. When can a guy be Michael on his coven? A meal. Have a beis haknesses for a kayan to be meichel kahuna, loy the asil ansuye. The takon of Dark Yisholim was a kayan cannot be meichel his right the first aliyah. We don't want fights. Once the kayan can be meichel it, there'll be pressure. Be meichel for me. Be meichel for me. Be meichel for me. No meichel for anybody. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Elam Rabbaya, Amalei Daraisi, V'Tayra Amrakein, Medak Yisholem. Elam Rabbaya, Dak Yisholem, L'Tani Ben Masnissen, L'Gdemar Asa, Rabbi Ben Achmeni, Shoei Rabbi. I heard it from my Rebbe. Eim Amtin, Ein Chichon Lahamtin, Abatzeya, Gambal Abayi, Shu Mavarach HaMaitzi, Avilu Hukotin, even if he's not the greatest person there. Hu Paisi Yadu Bekar Etchila, L'Lapas Boyas Prusas HaMaitzi. Right, they used to eat their food with the bread. He gets first to go take the thing to with his bread. The other people shouldn't come and fight and say, I want to have the first aliyah. You got to stick to what the Torah said. The Einer is Shari Lach Lekavim B'davar L'Shnais Medar Kisholim. He cannot change things because we want to keep the peace.
Now, does that mean a Kohen cannot say, give the Aliyah to another Kohen?
He can't. The Kohen can do it.
He can do that? He
can
do a lot of
tape? Well, the other Kohen has as much right to him. Why is he bigger than the other? Why do you have a right over the other Kohen?
Well,
once you call a person up, you cannot go.
No, I understand, but so let's say that it's your turn. sure to get.
He said, I'm Eichel, that gives it to another Kayan.
Yeah.
If we don't have the previous talking about Kohanim, do we know what Dagi Kohanim is to give a Kohen first?
It's theoretical, the Psukim were there.
On a weekday when there's no Kohen, am I mechuyev to give the Levi before any other Yisrael?
And all this will be discussed in Rosh Hashanah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry? Again, why are we speculating on something that's not Negeah?
Because we do have.
Exactly. The Torah wrote Psukim.
So why bring up the Darki Shalom?
The Mishnah said Darki Shalom.
What does the Mishnah mean?
That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara answered that he can't be Michael.
And that's the final answer.
That's the final answer. Tomorrow.